Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from DontParish.com. Hey, I hope your day is going well and that you're strong in the Lord and you're looking to Him and not at this world, which is fleeting by real fast. Our life is but a vapor, isn't it, sisters? I don't know. I was just kind of going through all my notes on my phone trying to clean everything out, and I came across some scripture verses that I had been putting in there about quiet, and it made me think to do an audio for you. I was just going to read some scripture verses on it, and it quite fits in with what's been going on in our life. We've decided to take time here on the homestead to restore, to rest, to have some quiet, some time to just be with the Lord instead of always going and running, which is good too. But there's a time and a season for all things, and you know, for the past many years of our life, we've been either running a business and running back and forth between different states and selling one place and setting up another, and online or on the road at recently full time. And so just seemed to work out for us to have some quiet time here to catch up on some things, to finish the cabins. We've got a utility room here that is right by the house we'd like to do at some point. Maybe not this visit, but anyway, we're kind of getting things ready for that. But Brother James right now is over in the second cabin getting that, a few things finished up. It's kind of raining off and on, so I'm taking the day to do some inside things here and work online, and I've got some ministry things Brother James asked me to take care of. So we're just relishing this quieter time here, being able to work with our hands, being on the land, just rejoicing in the Lord and thanking Him for all things. And of course, the ministry never stops, which is awesome. Brother James was on the phone yesterday with a young man who's starting to see much truth, a lot of truth. And he was on there for many, many hours yesterday, and they've been texting yet. And this young man has a lot of things coming up in front of him. We see that a lot of these people who contact us, they have many, many hills to climb, meaning troubles, trials. Many of them are very, very difficult. Difficult than most people have to encounter. And so we pray that they press on. And while I'm talking about this, I'd like to just kind of mention that encouragement from the brethren goes far. You know, Hebrews 3:13, we talk about that all the time, about encouraging one another daily. Well, here, let me go read that. Hebrews 3:13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Well, we know that it doesn't take much. We've spent time with people who are seeing through the ways of the world and the ways of man-made religion, and they're starting to be stirred by the Holy Spirit and start seeking truth, and they're all energized and filled up and full of joy and full of zeal to do the works that the Father has set before them, and willing to lay down their life and forsake all for Him. And we see the zeal rise up, and then in one day it can be dashed down. Could be a wife or a husband. It could be, oh, that's too much for me to bear right now. And so we're always encouraging people. If you know true saints, it says we should be encouraging one another. And that means giving forth. It's always better to give than to receive, because when you give, you will get back from the Lord and He will give you more to give. And then on the other hand, when a saint grows weak and weary and they need some help, we bear one another's burdens and we rejoice with them. We weep with them. We lift them up. Whatever it is, it's like, well, the world has best friends and they lean on each other. Well, we lean on the Lord, but the brethren can help lift people up. The problem we see oftentimes is people will back off into darkness because of their sin and they're not willing to get rid of it. They don't reach out because they know their life is not lined up with the Word of God. And we just ask people, you know, you need to really consider, God's Word says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? And a lot of people we run into, you know, they're not out looking for money and filling a lot of the lust of the flesh, but they're still clinging like the rich man. They're clinging to something, and they won't lay it down for the Lord, and their life ends up going into a spiral downward. So we just encourage people, you know, as you're going through those hard things, as you're forsaking it all, the encouragement of the brethren goes a long ways. And it also says, here, let me go look it up. Okay, James 5:20. Well, we'll start at 19. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Well, it doesn't mean that we just hide sin and set it aside. Let me read another one, and then I'll explain. 1 Peter 4:8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. And when it says cover and hide, it doesn't mean that, you know, you just overlook sin or anything. But think about this, sister. So say you're struggling with something and you have to forsake something for the Lord, and you're struggling in it. You don't know how you can do it. You kind of back off into the darkness. You try to find your own way. You get weak. Satan is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so what happens is you become weaker and weaker, and you possibly start listening to maybe Satan, maybe people who are saying, oh, you don't have to do this or that. You grow weaker and you fade right back into your sin. Now, the brethren, on the other hand, if somebody were to bring that to the light, the brethren are going to hold that person to the word of God, and it may be painful, but they will add strength and encouragement and love to help push that person through, not push, pull, whatever, encourage them through, to draw strength from them. And they will point that person to the Lord and draw strength from him. And so it doesn't hide or cover it and just leave the sin there. What it does is it helps bring that person past. And think about the love of the brethren. So if you truly love the brethren, if you're truly of God, and you have an issue going on, you will trust that they will help you. You don't want to lose their fellowship. And so it kind of goes both ways. Love, charity, that bondness, that closeness helps bring one another through and pulls them away from the sin, maybe protects them from going into sin. And it's such a wonderful thing. And so I just encourage you, sisters out there who are struggling, maybe examine your life and see if you have sin in it that you're not willing to get rid of. The sisters and I are here to help you and encourage you and strengthen you. And so anyway, to get back to the point of what I started talking about on here, being quiet, sisters are to have a meek and quiet spirit, and it's nice to be able to live a quiet life. Some people have to go out for jobs, some sisters have to go work, and then it would be a loud world out there, but they can have a quieter home. Hopefully, if it all goes that way. Sometimes there's a lot of children, so it's not necessarily quiet, but a meek and quiet spirit is something within us. And it's like a stabilizing, it's like that peace and joy that the Lord gives us. And then also, God's word talks about living a quiet life, and it doesn't always mean lack of noise, but we do try to make our lives to where it is peaceable, quiet, not loud and boisterous like the world is. And so Brother James and I, when we're out on the road, it's very noisy, very loud. There's very little peace when it comes to any of that. So we have to work really hard to find that quiet time, that peaceful time. Being in ministry, it's a good strengthening, peaceful, quiet type thing, but it's got a lot of challenges and noise in it. And so we all have our different lives to live. Some are more quiet and peaceful than others. And so it's many different things. It's a meek and quiet, a quiet peace within us. It's a quiet life that we try to live, meaning not like the world and loud and obnoxious and stressing and running around for this and that. And so anyway, I'm going to read some scripture verses on quiet and be thankful for them. Let me go get them. Okay, there's a lot of verses out there with quiet. I just picked a few of them. 1 Peter 3:4. For us women here, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Proverbs 21:19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. And then it goes along with Proverbs 27:15, a continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Well, this one can fit right in there too. Proverbs 17:1, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith, than a house full of sacrifices with strife. So those are things the sisters, when I was talking about having a quiet life and a quiet house, those are some of those ways we can have quietness. Ecclesiastes 4:6, better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full of travail and vexation of spirit. And that's what I was talking about, a quiet spirit. We can have that quiet spirit in the middle of this world where it's rushing around and loud. Ecclesiastes 9:17, the words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. So what that teaches us, women, is that sometimes quietness can say a whole lot more than a bunch of words. Lamentations 3:26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. I love that. Now that's like a stabilized, nice, quiet, waiting, working, persevering, enduring on this earth while we're here. Proverbs 1:33, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safety and shall be quiet from fear of evil. So there you go. Once again, that quietness within us. We don't have the fear and the turmoil and the worry. Oh, let's see. Acts 19:36. Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly. So that teaches us how to deal within certain situations. Let's see. 2 Thessalonians 3:12. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. And that goes along with 1 Thessalonians 4:11. This is one of our favorite ones. And that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. And so there you go. That's a nice, well-rounded basis of quietness that we can have in our life. It doesn't mean our life externally will be quiet, but we seek to build a quietness within us and a quietness about our nature and in our life, peaceably and quiet. And so hopefully all that has just been an encouragement to you, sisters, and Lord willing, we may get another day to encourage one another. All right, have a joyous day, sisters. Love to you all. May God be praised.